Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Wake Up with Jenny and Friends. This show is going to be amazing. I'm very excited to have two guests with me today, Jacob from Harangutan Hot Sauce and Hector from Hector's Mess Chef.
Beautiful combination.
Beautiful. You know what? We'll go wherever it goes.
I am the fucking worst with names. Let me just, honestly, I really should get, I could be at a party. I could know you, you could be my best friend. I know you for 20 years. Someone comes to over to introduce themselves. I'd be like, Joe, this is my friend. I draw blanks like all the time on names and dates. I'm terrible with dates too. I'll never remember like an anniversary or birthday or anything. So if it's your birthday, tell me what you want and I'll send it to you. Don't expect me to remember.
All right. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. You know what? Names are something I always struggled with too for a long time, but I recently read The Art of Influencing People and Winning Friends by Dale Carnegie.
Oh, Dale Carnegie.
And the name
yes.
is, yeah, the name is anyone's favorite sound in any language. And it's the best way to build a bond with them right off the bat. So that's something I've actively tried to become better at, knowing everyone's name all the time.
Yeah, it's awesome. I have that book. I've got that book about probably 15 years ago. And it is a good book. It's an interesting book, but there's lots of tips and tricks, but I don't know what it is. I've pretty much always been that way. Names and dates. Yeah. Well, names in an introductory setting, right? Yes.
For sure.
So maybe I don't
that's
know
when
what
the
that
pressure's
is.
On.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe it's being on the spot.
It's the pressure. Definitely the pressure.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about this show because we're going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to do hot shots.
I'm ready.
Take that as you may, those listening. I'll explain. It's going to be liquor and hot sauce all in one. And we're going to see what happens. It could be that you could learn a lot about me in this episode. It could be a total shit show. And I think, Jacob, you suggested this when we did our episode a while back, right? The hot shots?
Definitely.
And then Hector, you were like, I have got to see you on tequila. So.
When I was hearing the episode with Jacob, it's like, he was as shocked as I was, you haven't drank tequila. I was like, no, we have to do this. It has to happen, you know? It has to.
So I have never had tequila before. So this will be interesting. I'm not a big drinker. I'm not a drinker per se. So this will be fun. It'll be interesting. It'll be fun. Does anybody have an action plan or an idea of how we want to go about doing this? Like, do we want to drink for the entire show or do we want to just like do it a little bit by bit or I want your input. Well, like I want input from seasoned hardcore drinkers.
Now that you mention it, when I caught you guys' podcast, near the end of your podcast, you had said, at some point, you'll have to start a show with Blueberry Fuego and tequila. So what I'm going to do right now is set the bar pretty high. I wish I could have gotten into you guys, but I have the Blueberry Fuego right here.
I so want to try that. Will you please send us some?
I will. Definitely, yeah. I ran out of time this week, but I would love to send you both some. Without further ado, I've got the Blueberry Fuego right here.
Okay. Oh, gosh.
And a shot of tequila.
And a shot of tequila.
So this is what I did. I got Bravado's Ghost Pepper and Blueberry.
Just oh, nice. Of your, that's yeah, a good one.
Right? It's a local Houston's place. So, you know, hey, you know, I got to keep up with the man. So.
Okay. Well, I didn't bring a spoon. So that shows you where my
that's not. That's pretty good.
So that's right,
cheers.
Scary. Cheers. Okay. Ooh, mama. Oh! All right.
We got to start off right in the beginning. Get the energy levels high.
So I have a little bit of Widowmaker hot sauce here. And what tequila are you drinking? What's everyone drinking?
I have never seen this one before, but it's new in the LCBO to my knowledge, at least. It's
okay.
Reposado tequila.
That's a good one.
I apologize if I butcher this, but... Yep. Corralejo.
Very good. Very good tequila.
It's Corralejo.
Excellent.
Corralejo.
Corralejo. Yeah, it caught my eye. I'd never seen this bottle before. So I was like, that's what I'll get for the show.
It's a beautiful bottle. Yeah. It looks like a very large bottle.
I don't have to confess about mine. So when you first found out it was the eighth, you know, I did the guy thing. Oh, yeah, it's the eighth. Sure, no problem, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, I was going to buy a bottle on the way home from work. And then I realized, oh, gosh, liquor stores are closed in Texas on Sundays.
Oh, no, really?
So I stopped in this restaurant. Yeah, yeah. You can buy it to go in a restaurant. You just can't buy it in a liquor store.
Oh, okay.
So I stopped at a restaurant and got 7 shots of Patron. Uh-huh. So, you know, I'm just kind of here. After 7, we're going to start looking like a Joe Rogan show, all high and drunk. So after 7.
Absolutely.
That was the limit, you know.
Holy fuck, Hector. I just realized you're wearing a Widowmaker Supply shirt.
I am, actually. Yeah. You know, they sent me one and I had to wear it because, you know, out of gratitude, number one, and it's actually pretty awesome.
I love it. It looks great on you. It's such a great shirt. Yeah. Shout out to Widowmaker. Okay. And I have their Widowmaker hot sauce here. So let me just take a. Okay. I'm drinking. It's Sousa.
Oh, Sousa?
Is Sousa? Sousa?
Sousa. Yeah.
Sousa. Okay.
Really good. Yeah.
Okay. Is that good? Is that. I have no idea.
I like their Ornitos, their green bottle. This is my favorite.
Okay. I have a home bar. I have a home bar for guests. And so I don't drink and I never really have guests. So I don't know why I have this home bar, but I do.
Oh, cool.
So,
okay. All right.
It's best to have the options.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, fuck, that's hot. Mm. Oh, was I supposed to put that in a shot glass?
You did good. Yeah, you're all right.
I think you raised the bar even higher. I love it.
Woo, mama. Oh, everything tingles.
So how was your first?
Oh, my God.
Did you live up to expectations?
My eyes are watering a little bit. I can't this is gonna be a fun show. My gum.
Yeah.
It's on my gum, so my teeth feel on fire.
All right. Now, is that the tequila or the sauce?
I don't know.
A little bit of both.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, I don't know what you guys did today. Let's talk about that. But let me first say, we have had amazing weather yesterday and today. I got a little bit of sun yesterday. I was out at the Harley-Davidson Open House in Durham. And it was fabulous. It was a great time. I can't think right now. My mouth is on fuego. What did you guys do the past few days this weekend?
Go ahead, Jacob. Go right ahead.
So we have a tequila bar in town. So the big thing yesterday was celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
And if I'm not mistaken, that celebrates Mexico besting France in battle, in war.
It actually celebrates the Battle of Puebla, which is a small town. That's the actual one. But yeah, it's a part of the French Revolution, or French War, I'm sorry, not revolution. But yeah.
So in
Are you okay?
And we're back.
All right. We might have to take the wheel sooner or later, you know.
Yeah. So how do I override here? What do I type on in the keyboard?
Exactly. So you were so Cinco de Mayo. Tell us about that because that's exciting.
Yeah. So there's this specialized tequila bar in Crystal Beach. It has over maybe 50, 60 different types of tequila. It's called Casa Hugo. And has many mezcals, which are my favorite. I'm sure we'll get into that a little bit.
Oh, yes.
And they had a live mariachi band. They had tequila tasting shots. So that was a big thing for yesterday. Mm. I had to leave a little bit earlier for a friend's birthday, so I couldn't stay the whole day. But
so you drank and drive. Nice.
I just had one shot and then some water. I came there just for the friends and the atmosphere.
Nice. I love it. I love it. I love it. Do you celebrate Cinco de Mayo, yeah. Hector?
Funny story. I don't, for one reason, that's actually my anniversary of my divorce, actually.
Oh, got to keep it in the home. Hey, yeah. Everybody grab a shot. Everybody exactly. Grab a shot. Anniversary. Hey. Here's the divorces.
But I did play golf yesterday and got, we drank a lot.
Nice. Nice. Very good. I heard some rumblings about you at my favorite place, which is IKEA.
Yes. We're talking about the Mona Lisa.
One of my favorite paintings. In actuality, it's very, very small. Have you seen the real one?
Yes. So I was in Paris a few years ago. Two things I love about Paris, the food and the Louvre. And the Mona Lisa, I mean, I was like in love with it. I was like, man, I could come back just to this.
You love the Louvre.
Yeah. I was like, I can sing out here all the time, you know, eating baguettes in the streets and stuff. But that was my favorite part. It was small. And, you know, you got to stay away from her because, you know, you got those machine guns walking around everywhere.
Yeah,
that was different.
A lot of security.
Yeah. But it was great. I mean, so that's why I bought it. It was like, dude, it's my own little version of her, you know?
Very nice. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
The audio is okay?
We can.
Everything's really loud right now. Yeah.
The tequila intensifies it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to lie. And I haven't eaten. I've been out all day.
Oh, it's going to make it worse. Episode. Yeah.
So, really I do have some water with me, which is good, but gosh, I'm having fun already.
So Hector, going off of the Mona Lisa, I was only in Paris for a couple of days, and when we were supposed to visit the Louvre, we didn't realize it. Tuesday is the one day of the week it's closed. So didn't get to see the Mona Lisa when I was in Paris, and I was very disappointed by that.
I was so excited about it. You know, I felt bad that I missed the Venus. I was like, I didn't realize she was there too. So I want to go back just to see the Venus. That's it. I mean, I'm like, everything else can go. You just want to see the Venus.
Painting is gorgeous. It's absolutely beautiful. And it looks, to me, it looks like what a real woman looks like.
Absolutely.
I'm all for beauty. I'm a Taurus, so I love beautiful things and I love aesthetics and I love, you know, all that stuff. But the Venus looks like a natural, beautiful woman. And I love that.
Oh, absolutely.
And the colors, absolutely. I love the colors, the blues and the greens. Those are my favorite colors too. So those are amazing.
As a fellow Taurus, I have to agree and celebrate Taurus season.
Woohoo! Yes. So this month with the moon in Taurus is going to be filled with challenges and blessings. So if you had any challenges so far, just know that it will pass. And it's also filled with blessings. So it's going to be an interesting month. I'm going to have a sip of water.
The tequila's challenge for you.
The tequila is kicking in. And I don't know if you guys brought hats, but I did.
Oh, I got one. Yeah, I got one. Yeah. All right.
It's up the ante. I don't have a hat already.
Go grab a hat. What are you doing? Do you have one nearby? I'm sure you must have a Widowmaker. Excellent. Put it on.
There you go.
Right there
you go.
Oh, I love it. I have this. So the next hot sauce that I have is this ghost pepper sauce. Now, Jacob, you can tell me what this means. It looks very fuzzy. Can you see it? See that
this
moving around? It's oily.
Is there any oil on the ingredient declaration? Because that could just be oil separation.
It says, let's see. It says water. Ooh, homogenized. That's a great word. Water, vinegar, dried jalokia.
That's ghost pepper. That's the true name of ghost pepper.
Jalokia? Right. Yeah. I'm about to drink ass.
I did not know that. All right.
I think it's boot jalokia. I don't know what language it is, but it's like the true name of ghost pepper, and ghost pepper is like the common name for that.
Oh my gosh. I'm about to drink. Well, I mean, you had me at butt stuff. Modified cornstarch, sea salt, and seasoning. So should I shake it up and take a gamble?
Give it a good shake. Give it a good shake.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it for the show. It's what the viewers want.
Do you guys want to hear a joke?
Yeah,
sure.
I may have told this joke before. I can't remember. It's not. It's funny. It's not nice, but it's funny. why did little Johnny drop his ice cream?
He got hit by a bus.
Did I tell you this already?
That was a good one.
I just heard that one before.
He got hit by a fucking truck.
That's a good one.
Oh fuck. Oh my god. Hilarious. Okay, really, so now that I've shaken it up, it's quite a different color. It's quite a different color. So it's more of a brown.
Homogenized it.
Oh god. I mean, you use those big words, Jacob, and I mean, I'm telling you, shit's about to go.
I'm over here hot too. Like, wow, this is hot, you know.
You feeling it?
Food works, you know.
You had some tastings this week, Chef Hector.
Tell us about that. It went really well. Got for three weddings coming up in June. I booked all three of them, so it's gonna be fun.
You booked all three?
Yes.
That's amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, one of them was kind of, you know, gonna be a challenge. Half of the menu is gonna be vegan, so I'm like, oh great, all right, I can do this. I talked to a vegan. I understand this. You know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I love the challenges. So, yeah, it was really went very well, actually. So, thank you. Yeah,
that's amazing. I'm so excited for you. That's awesome.
Congratulations, Hector.
Thank you. Thanks.
What's your tell your new Instagram, because so Hector has a catering business. And he's open to collabs with hot sauce companies. Just to let you know.
Oh yeah. Like I was telling her last time that I said, man, I can make a really good margarita with this blueberry one. I think it would be perfect. Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be so good. So speaking of spicy
cocktails, I have one on me today as well. Speaking of your margarita, I call this one El Guapo.
Oh, look at you.
That translates to the handsome one. And it has 2 ounces tequila, 1/2 ounce of lime, 3 to 4 cucumber slices, almost a full ounce of simple syrup, and 3 to 5 drops of the blueberry fuego.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Oh, nice. Yeah.
Sippy. Now, what's the difference between the 3 and 4 slices of cucumber? What's the difference? Are we like
aesthetics? I was at 3 originally and I was like, I want one more.
Okay, let's should we do another shot?
Let's do another shot. All
okay,
right.
Everybody grab your hot sauce.
Oh, it's hot sauce, okay.
And I think that's the way we go, right? Should we do hot sauce and then the tequila? I think that's
yes.
I think so.
Are you doing the same hot sauce, Jacob?
I am switching it up.
Okay, so what do you
now? I'm going on to my Carolina Reaper Island Getaway, which I took fourth place with in a hot sauce competition. So I'm upping it a little bit, but this is a sweeter base and it's more of a creeper hot sauce. So it comes through at the end. I still have some hotter ones to go.
I got a lot of those.
I'm staying with the same one. Yeah, creeper.
Okay, ghost pepper, here it is. And you're staying with the same one?
I'm going to stay with the same one, yes.
This has more of a mesquite barbecue-y.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You're hardcore. You're drinking straight from the bottle.
Oh, that's oh shit, that's chunky.
No, I expected it. All right.
Here we go. Tequila.
Tequila.
Tequila. Ooh. Quick time.
All right.
For another shot.
Ooh.
Hector, I apologize. I cut you off. You were telling us about your catering gigs in June.
Oh, no, we're good. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Just one of them is going to be in Fredericksburg, Texas, which you're in Texas. It's a beautiful place to try. It's our wine country, of course. You okay?
Yeah, this is a whole new experience for me. I'm feeling it. I'm woo! I'm a little toasty, fellas.
Careful around your eyes, though. If you're drinking straight from the hot sauce bottle, you don't want to touch your eyes when you're touching those peppers.
Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
I've done that. Something very similar to that. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. I bet. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I might make out with my neighbor later on. I'm just saying. I'm a little tipsy, which is going to be awkward because he's 89 and has limited mobility. So it's going to be weird, but it'll be okay.
Might just make his weekend.
We'll be fine. Yeah. He probably won't remember anything.
What were you saying about blessings earlier?
There you go. Exactly, right? Yeah. This is a challenge. It's going to be the blessing for him.
Oh, good Lord. So what else is going on with you guys? What else is new? You've been on any trips, any excursions, any outings?
Outings. No, I didn't. Golfing yesterday. That's about
Said you played golf.
Yeah. In the heat, how's that? You know, because it's 95 degrees in Houston. So, you know.
So we hate you.
Yeah. Don't even ask me about Celsius. I couldn't even, off the top of my mind, I couldn't figure that out. Too much tequila already.
How is the Patron? So you said you got Patron, which it sounds
really good. You know, it's one of those high-end ones. To me, it's okay. I like the one you're drinking, Jacob, actually, is one of my favorites. That one and Código.
Código,
yeah.
Código.
Yeah. By George Strait, actually. But he actually is really good, even though he makes it. So yeah,
that's excellent. I'm glad to hear I grabbed a good bottle.
Oh, you did actually. I saw that. I was like, man, God, when they had that at the restaurant, I had to go with the commercial stuff.
Would you put that in a dessert at all? Would you make a dessert out of that? Could you?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What kind of dessert would you do with a tequila?
Oh, kind of like a key lime pie.
Oh, that would go
really well with it. Yeah, kind of like a upstate. You know, I make this killer tres leches cake, but I put Bailey's in it.
Ooh, say that again.
Oh, Bailey's.
No.
There's leches and Baileys.
The other
tres
thing.
There's leches and Baileys.
No, the other thing. Anyways, you make a dessert. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah.
Key lime pie sounds really, really good.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you make that vegan version?
I'm pretty sure I can play with it. Yes, it's just it's vegan. Yeah.
That's what she said. play
with it until it's vegan.
Jacob, you just had a collab or like an opening with a new place where your hot sauce is going to be featured.
I did. I've actually got a couple new ones on a go. So there's this new store in Grimsby called Forest and Harbor that I recently listed in.
Yeah.
And it's this great shop in the downtown area. They've got tons of local vendors. I'm really happy to be featured there. And they do a lot of really cool collab things, markets, lots of opportunity. And the newest one from this weekend is I actually just got my hot sauces into a restaurant, Carson's Gastro Pub in St. Catharines. Nice. And they have two food trucks, two locations. Super excited to move forward with them. And they're going to do a hot wing challenge with my hot sauces going from the most mild all the way to the hottest.
Nice.
And they're also going to blend in my hottest one into a feature barbecue sauce to give it more of a kick.
Oh, love awesome. It.
Yeah. So we're playing with, thank you. Yeah. We're playing whether or not we have to do a waiver with certain death. I think the name speaks for itself, but you know, you never know sometimes. Sometimes you got to be safe.
I would do the waiver just for the added like drama effect of it.
Oh,
People will be like, "Ooh, you got to sign a waiver?" Like that would be like the draw of it, right?
Exactly. And you know what else? For Cinco de Mayo, I went to the same tequila bar on Friday and I tried now the hottest hot sauce I've had in my life, without a doubt.
What was that?
It's made by Pepper Palace, and all of their products come out from Tennessee. It's where the main headquarters are, and it's called The End Flatline. It comes in like a bottle this big, and if there's one thing you need to know about hot sauces, the smaller the bottle gets, the deadlier it is.
Shit.
Like 99.99% of the times, it's always the way it goes. So I had this one because I was supposed to participate in the hot sauce eating contest, but I was working a little too late. It started earlier around, I want to say like 6 p.m. and I was just finishing off work around then, so I missed it. But by the time I came out to the bar, I was like, you know what? Enough people told me I should participate. So I asked the owner if I could try the hottest hot sauce just there on the spot impromptu around 10 p.m.
Yep.
I had it on a spoon. Everyone else got in a wing with a little bit of food. And he was worried at first because he was like, I'm going to come back to check on you. Like this wing contest happened earlier today and everyone ended up puking by the end of it.
Because
there
was like 7
wings and this is the final one. And I was like, oh, you don't got to worry about me, man. And he was like, I don't know. I saw some things today. So I had it on the spoon and I was drinking a spicy Mexican mule along with it, which was delicious.
Nice.
And it did build in heat quite a bit. It was intense, but I held my own. I made it through. No puke, no crying, none of that. And after like the fourth time he came to check in on me, he's like, man, you should have participated. You could have won this contest. But that alone, that's all I needed to hear.
Oh my
God. That's awesome.
Would you put that on like on a sandwich, like a charcuterie board sandwich, like a meat and cheeses kind of like a, do you know what I'm saying? A little meat.
I gotta be honest with you, Jenny. I would, if I had to take that hot sauce again, I could do it, but I would take it in a dropper. Like, I would want to dose it better.
So here's the thing, like a marketing thing, they should have done this. It would have been genius. They should have sold it with a syringe.
Yeah, right? Definitely.
Yeah.
That's the way to enjoy it. But instead it was just open bottle. And I was shocked by that because delivery of this super hot sauce, even if it was like a built-in kind of amber dropper lid, like mm-hmm. one of those, that would be the perfect packaging for it.
Mm. 100%.
You know what I would eat it on? I would take a drop or two on oysters. I think that would be good.
Ooh.
The saltiness of the oyster could help cut some of the
heat.
It would balance together. Yeah. You have the color.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking that one. Yeah.
I would eat it on there again if I had to. I feel like that would be the perfect food pairing for it.
Very nice. Oysters are high in zinc, which are, they say it's an aphrodisiac, but they're really high in zinc, which is excellent for sperm motility. So just, you know. Keep that in mind, fellas.
Keep that in mind. All right.
And you'll get some oysters after this.
Yes. For your neighbor, you know?
Yeah.
Poor guy, you know?
More blessings.
More blessings for this poor guy.
Oh, it's been a while. Trust me, I probably wouldn't know what to do with him.
Like riding a bike.
Scorpion. Is it like riding a bike? I don't know.
Yeah.
Scorpion death sauce.
Jenny, I gotta say, I'm liking your pace here.
Okay.
Yeah, so I
like to go full on hardcore alcoholic right from the get-go and then just enjoy the rest of the evening.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That's the tone.
And so this one I have had, and this one is, it's hot. Not gonna lie, I may drop a kidney with this one. But I mean, let's do it. Let's go for it. We'll do another shot, and then we'll play a little game. How's that?
Ooh,
sounds great. Sounds all right.
Cool. And it involves everyone being naked. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, everyone. All right.
Well, it's a good thing I have a sweater. I got more layers. It's gonna take you.
Right, right.
I'm having a meetup on the 21st of May. Is everyone coming?
Yeah, Hector, you're coming from Texas, right?
Your prime minister does not like people that haven't taken the shot.
Fuck him. Come.
I'll try.
We'll see you there.
Okay. Here we go. Hot sauce.
For the viewers at home, Los Calientes, straight from Hot Ones.
All right.
Oh, shit. I actually got a piece of a pepper. That's not going to be a good scene. Oh.
Mm. All right, man. Mm. Cheers.
Well, you already got the next one poured. I gotta move it quicker.
Oh shit! I might have drank a lot. That looks like it's lowered quite a bit. I may have a heavy-handed swig.
I'm on to your strategy. My shot is now pre-poured for the next one.
Nice.
All right.
Ready at will.
Ooh.
Well, she goes so fast that we got to keep up with her, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Burn.
It's the first time. She's going to go hard.
Oh, yeah.
Whew. So, Jenny, do you know the saying?
What's the saying? Tell me.
One tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor.
We're almost there.
No. Yeah, we're at three right now.
Oh my gosh.
So
I know that beer, you can get a little bit of a buzz and then you usually get like the beer belly the next day, right? Mm-hmm. Wine, I don't drink wine because there's a shit ton of sugar and sulfates in it. And I'm allergic to it. I'm allergic to grapes, so fuck my life. And then vodka, I'm kind of a little bit of a vodka, but I'm mostly a whiskey girl. I like a little Jack's on ice. Yeah. With a little splash of water. That's my thing. I used to be, I don't drink a lot now, but I lived my 20s. Okay. Let me just say that. Vodka was my drink of choice. But now I'm sort of like a whiskey kind of girl, but tequila, I don't know what to expect. What's the deal with tequila? What's the, is there a hangover from tequila? Is there a, like, is there a face on floor tequila aftermath? Is there, what's going on? I can't talk anymore. My tongue is swollen.
Jenny, I don't want to give you spoilers. It's the first time on tequila. I just want you to experience it.
I agree with Jacob. I'll wait for a text tomorrow. I hate you or whatever. You did this to me. You know?
I need a little bit of insight. I need a little, because I have 3 shows I have to film tomorrow, so I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I will say, most people say the most wild stories come out of tequila. Yes. I'd have to agree with. Yep.
No. Yes, wild times,
wild stories. Like, if you're not at your neighbor's later, I might be shocked.
Really? Oh my gosh. Well, maybe I better slow down then. Oh my god, it's really hot in here. Is it hot where you are? It's hot.
Oh yeah, hot? Yeah. It's hot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
It's hot where you are, right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, man.
The tequila.
I feel like I can see new colors. Do you, are you getting that? Ooh,
okay.
New colors, yeah. Like
colors that don't yet have a name.
Oh, can you help us experience this? Like, what are these colors like?
It's like a purpley blue shade of deeper. It's like it's magical, is what I'm like, the vibe I'm feeling right now.
Are you spiking your tequila with anything?
I am not.
Oh, you guys, by the way, when I was watching your episode, I had to do a little research after. You were wondering why the worm is in tequila.
Yeah. Yes.
So I had to do a little research when I was watching your recipe or your episode, because I was curious. In the 1950s, a distiller was making a batch of mezcal and found that larvae had gotten into it. I don't know how. I don't know how it survived, because it's alcohol. You wouldn't think it would.
Yeah.
But he found when he drank it, it ended up adding to the flavor, so he said. And then from there, he kept adding larva to it, or worms, for a marketing purpose. So it is kind of gimmicky, but that's the exact reason why.
Very that's gimmicky. That's
awesome. Yeah, I did not know that. All right.
Oh.
And you know what else? It doesn't stop there, because I had a friend bring me some mezcal back from Mexico, and they also put scorpions into their
balls. I have seen those. I have never.
Did you tell me about that? You told me about that on the show, right? The scorpion?
Yeah, there's scorpions in mezcal. I ate a scorpion in Thailand. I'm big on the scorpion.
You're big on the scorpion. You need a scorpion shirt. Is that you need it? You need to do a scorpion shirt.
Got
to
do a scorpion shirt.
Yeah.
So my friend's bottle, we already agreed about it. When it gets broken out at a party or something, I get to eat the scorpion at the end of it. As long as I'm there, I get to experience a scorpion, because I've already had a scorpion.
Oh my gosh. And so what is it that you love about the scorpion? Are you just fascinated with them, or do you actually like the flavor of it?
The flavor was really good, but I almost want to say the fear factor of it.
I get that. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Like, of it. It's just like, here's this deadly animal. I'm going to eat it. I'm going to conquer it. It's going to be a part of my experiences.
Cool.
I like that. That's a good way of putting it. I like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do that now. So, Jimmy, you have to eat a scorpion.
I've never had scorpion. Nope.
You have to.
You need to. You got to try it.
Yeah.
Well, do they make a vegan scorpion? Because I was on a desert island and I was close to death and the only things available were scorpion and the scorpion would allow me to live, obviously I would drink the seawater. I would eat the scorpion. But in regular everyday life, in regular, you know, Jenny day to day, I don't consume scorpions. No,
you know, there is actually a vegan scorpion.
There is what?
There is actually a vegan scorpion. The scorpion really? Chili pepper.
Oh,
really?
Second hottest in the world behind the Carolina Reaper.
Oh,
yeah. So if you could stomach that, it's one of the hottest peppers in the world. It'd be intense, but that would be the closest thing to a vegan scorpion.
Let me tell you, this scorpion. So the Widowmaker hot sauce, and don't mind my fancy top. I dropped the bottle and the top broke. The Widowmaker one and the Scorpion Death Sauce are the hottest ones I've had to date. The only difference between the two is the Widowmaker has like a fruitier mm-hmm. flavor, which I've never experienced before until we talked about it with the boys at Widowmaker and our episode, Jacob, and we talked a little bit about flavor profiles. And so I could experience that, but I'm sure like you, what's your flavor profile thing, Hector, when you're like making a dish? Like, what do you, like, how do you judge what flavor profiles work really well together?
Experiment, just trying new things. Yeah. I'm a firm believer of, I wonder what this will do, you know? That's where it starts. And some of the, to be honest with you, some of my best dishes have come out like that. Just like, really? You know, a couple of things by accident.
Just trying new things.
Yeah.
I love
some
that.
Some might say it's a beautiful mess.
Exactly, right? That's when it comes. So it's a beautiful mess because you never know. It's still, sometimes it comes out and you're like, wow, that's good. Really? Okay, great. Awesome. Great. Yeah.
I love it. Okay, let's play a little game.
All right.
Ooh. Should we do another shot before we play this game?
Hey, mine's pre-poured. I'm ready to go this.
Okay,
time.
Let's do this. I'm gonna do the Widowmaker. I'm not gonna lie, guys. I am fucking trashed right now.
I kind of tell a little bit, but we're good. All right.
Now's the time to ask me anything you want to know about me or my life. Get in while you can. Nope, that's not what I mean. What I mean is
that's what she said.
Okay, here we go. Hot sauce.
All right.
For the fans at home, purple tongue honey garlic sauce. Very impressive hot sauce from the Ontario craft scene.
Nice. All right.
Okay, hot sauce. Now tequila.
All right, here we go.
Holy shit. Oh my God.
Mucho caliente.
Mucho como what? Holy fuck. It's so hot in here.
Well, you know, you hit floor now.
Oh my God. No, so was that four?
That was four.
I was like, four.
Okay. I'm going to give you some names. So the Kentucky Derby just recently happened, right? Recently happened? Kentucky Derby?
Yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to give you some names of horses in the Kentucky Derby. And oh, you're doing another shot? Or is that still your shot?
I got some El Guapo.
Okay, well, all right. Well, let's all cheers together. It's good luck if we do. It's more fun if we do it together. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hector, what is cheers in Spanish?
Salute.
Salute. I did know that.
Salute. Yes.
Salute.
And it's the same in Italian, although they add a little like "a" to it. Salute.
Hey, salute.
Okay. here we go. I'm going to give you some names of Derby horse names, and you tell me if it's a real name or if I'm making it up. And to throw you off, I'm going to keep looking at my phone just so you don't know which one is which. Okay.
All right.
Here is the first name of a Derby horse in the Kentucky Derby. Charge It. Real name or fake name?
I want to say fake.
False. You want to say fake?
Yeah. I want to say false fake, too.
Yeah. It's a real name.
What?
Really? What?
Yeah. Charge It.
Charge It. Okay. Next, let's see here. Epicenter.
Any real?
Real. Yeah, that sounds like a real
name. I believe
horse.
It.
That is a real name.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, let's go. Two Balls No Waiting.
I wouldn't be surprised. I'm going to go real.
Okay.
Real. Yeah, definitely real. Yeah.
That is not a real name.
That's the one I got me. I was like, someone's pushing the envelope. This
Yeah. After some tequila, I would name a horse like that. You know, like, yeah, let's do this. Definitely.
It's a wild card.
It's a wild card. Okay, here we go. Tis the bomb. Tis the bomb.
Because of the tis, I'll say yeah.
Okay. Real. Yeah, it sounds like a hot sauce, I know, so I'm going to go real. That's okay. My logic there.
It is a real. It is a real horse. It is a real horse. here we go. Let's see what else is on the dock. Funny monkey. Funny monkey.
I want to say no on this one.
Okay. I want to say yes.
Ooh. Yeah. First differing answer. Yeah.
It is not a real name.
Oh. You got it. All right.
Okay. Let's go. Strike it rich.
Oh, definitely. I want to say yeah. It appeals to the gamblers out there.
Yeah.
It is not.
What? Really?
Wow. That one surprises me. That surprises
me. Yeah, that surprised me a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That sounds like a good one. That sounds like a good one. Happy Jack.
Happy Jack.
Happy Jack.
Yes. I'm going to go true again.
Yeah. Being from Kentucky, yeah. Jack Daniels, yeah. Has to be, yeah.
Yep. Okay. That is a real name. Yeah. That is a real name. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. What else did we do this one? Classic Causeway.
False, not real.
Classic Causeway.
Classic Causeway.
I'll say real.
It is just real.
Really?
You got it.
It is real.
You got it.
Yeah, we're tied. All right.
It is real. Okay. And let's do the last one here. Let's do hot vagina.
You know, part of me wants to say false, but I'm going to go with real.
Oh, man. I'll say false. I'm going to go false in this one. I don't know why.
It's false.
I should have listened to the common sense. I don't know why. I'm just expecting there to be at least one wild horse name out there.
Yeah.
Let me look that up. I'm sure there's got to be some. Like, some of these names are pretty, like, pretty out there, right? What's the craziest name you've ever heard? Wild horse names. Anyone?
Oh, what was that? I'm trying to think.
Wild horse names. What is the name for? No, let's see.
Seabiscuit. I didn't know that movie was about a horse for a long time.
You thought it was a porno?
I didn't know what I was getting into. The title didn't take you there.
Crazy horse names. Hoof-hearted.
I can't hear the announcer calling that out, you know?
Odor in the court.
I like that one.
Oh my god. Ghost Zapper.
Ghost Zapper. That's fun.
Ghost Zapper. Clyde Van Dusen.
That's a good one.
Oh my god. Crustacean? Who would name a horse a crustacean?
Who would name a horse Seabiscuit?
Well, there you go.
That's a good one.
Very true. Very true. Oh my gosh. That's crazy. Okay, so let's play a little, let's do another game, but it's not a game that I make up. It's a game that you make up.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
Truth. Right. I got one. Are you ready for this?
All right, go right ahead.
Oh, shit.
I call it truth or dab.
A truth or dab.
Okay. You can't do the truth. No, dab a hot sauce. If you can't do the truth, you gotta take a dab of hot sauce.
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Let's do this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is it like a never have I ever kind of thing?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let's play it that way.
Oh shit.
Never have I ever been to a horse race. We'll start it off that way. Go from where we left off.
So if I haven't, I take a hot, a shot of hot sauce, right?
Oh, I'm kind of screwing myself there then. Yes. Yeah, we'll do it that way.
Okay, so I'll
gladly go along with it.
I haven't been to a horse race. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Out of respect, I'll do this one Jenny style.
Mm, nice. All right. Hey. There you go, boys. Okay. Next question. Whew, fuck, that's hot. Next question.
Are we rotating or? All right.
Hector, do you have one?
No, top of mind. Skip me for this one. Let me think about this one. Tequila's kicking in.
Yeah.
I'll go again. Okay. Never all have right, I ever go. Had a zebra steak.
I've never had a zebra. Who do you think you're talking to, Jacob?
I'm trying to target Hector.
You didn't have zebra steak, Hector?
Huh?
No, you didn't have Not but yet. You had zebra. But you
no,
had
I haven't zebra. Had it yet. No, we're talking about cooking one.
Just your brother had. Your brother had?
Yeah, my brother's the one who eats all the time.
I recently listened to the episodes. I'm getting us all on the same level.
Mm. Okay.
To cook one soon.
Oh my God.
Hector, you actually taught me that. I had no idea that there's zebras in Texas. That blew my mind.
So there's this podcaster of Austin, very, very famous comedian. And he was talking about that so in Texas, you can have wild animals, pets. So that's how the zebra started. So,
you can have a zebra as a pet?
Yeah.
Like in normal life?
like in Racing Stripes, the movie, you know, kind of deal, yeah.
You could like open your garage and you could have like a Honda Civic and like a zebra in your
I don't know if you want to keep that zebra in the garage, but you know.
Might be too hot in the garage. The zebra might not.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Okay, so what is the wildest pet that you can own in Texas then? That opens a door. I want to know. That.
You can have whatever you can, whatever you can legally have. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. You can have any pet you want, any exotic pet, any exotic animal.
You want to keep those big animals out in the country, of course. You know, you're not going to have one instead of Houston, but in the county, yeah, whatever you can.
So, like, your neighbor could just have like an endangered species, and it's like their pet, and they're living with it.
There's a ranch in Fredericksburg that have elephants.
You can
actually walk in there and feed an elephant.
Oh,
you know?
I love elephants. Nice. They're so lovely.
Me too. I fed an elephant in Thailand, and it was one of my favorite experiences in life. I just ate a whole chunk of watermelon out of my hand.
Oh, there's like a place. That's awesome. I don't know if this was the same place that you went to, but they put the elephants to sleep at night and they cover them with the blankets. And was that the place you went to? That's where I want to go to.
And I got to swim with the elephants in a lake.
What?
Oh, that's awesome. Elephant
that was about to give birth too. Like, I wasn't there for the birth, but like it was going to give a birth a week later. It was a really cool experience.
I saw a horse give birth this year, which was amazing. Yeah.
That's awesome.
My friend has a ranch and one of his mares was pregnant and he filmed the whole thing. And then so I was on the live and everything like that. I saw it and it was just so incredible, like amazing, amazing. It's like, so it was the only thing close to, I've actually delivered, I helped my friend deliver her baby a while ago. Yeah. And that was like, mind-blowing experience. And I was younger, so I was like just kind of like started in the medical field, and she asked me to be part of her team, and it was an amazing experience. I don't know if you've ever seen a live birth. Hector, you probably have, right? You have kids,
yes,
right?
I have. Yes, yeah.
But Jacob, I don't know if you have.
I haven't yet.
I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to say on the show. But in case you haven't, it is the most incredible, mind-blowing thing you've ever witnessed. And I can't, like, I was okay through the whole thing, and then, you know, you see the baby crowning and you're like, yep, okay, your mind is, you're with it and whatever. And I don't know, for me, when that head popped out, I was like, holy fuck, she's having a baby.
That's when it all became real, right?
It became real at that moment. I was like, there's a fucking human shooting out her cootie. Like, like I was like, oh my God, this is happening. It was like, it was incredible. And then we were like, I was trying to like not drop the thing. Like, you know, I'm like partly crying and I'm just like, oh my God, this is amazing. How did you do this? I was like blown away. But
no, anyway. My experience, I was really good until the placenta came out.
Yeah.
And then I felt really lightheaded. Like, so I remember that was the last thing I remember for a while.
Now, would you cook a placenta with tequila? That's because I know some people eat the placenta. Ooh. After.
I, you know what? It's a challenge. Let's do it. We're going to have to find me a pregnant woman and say, hey, can I buy your placenta, please?
Is that going to be the next episode?
There you go. You know what? I'm going to find me a pregnant woman so we can do this. Oh, my
goodness. Now, I got to know, going back to the giving birth with the horse.
Yeah.
Was the horse named Hot Vagina?
He did not name it Hot Vagina.
I'm all about full circle comedy.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Man.
No, right, I think they went with something classy, like magic or something like that. I don't know. Holy shit. Is anyone else drunk right now? Because I'm like,
I can tell. Yeah.
Okay, let's continue this. Never have I ever. Oh my gosh, let's see, what am I gonna say? Never have I ever had sex on a balcony. No one's dabbing.
I think I'm safe on this one.
Can we just take a celebratory shot just for the fact that we've all done that?
There you go.
Well, it is summer weather. Balconies are open, just saying.
True. Balconies are open too.
Yeah. isn't sex outside really amazing though?
It is. And as an earth sign, it's even more fun.
See, yeah. You get the you know.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Yeah. Has everybody been skinny dipping here?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It feels so good, right? We love skinny
dipping. Oh, absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I was thinking of, now this has been a couple years ago, we mentioned it. But for the last 6 months, it's kind of been on the docket for me to do. I've been thinking about doing like a second separate show called, I think I told you about this actor, but called Jenny After Dark.
Yes.
Oh. Intriguing.
And I wanted to be more of like a Chelsea Handler type vibe where it's like, you know, like on the couch, have a drink, shoot the shit, but a little more adult conversation with guests. Maybe have like a regular panel of people. So I've been thinking about doing that. What are your thoughts? What are your feelings? Be honest. Give it to me straight.
You've got to open That's with a very smooth talking voice. Hello. Welcome to Jenny After Dark. Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, thank you. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining me. I'm so excited to see you.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Diversify.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't talk anymore. Diversify, absolutely.
So I'm thinking of doing like one show a month and posting it on this channel to start, just to see the feedback and the vibes and whatever. And if people like it, maybe I'll do a separate show.
Cool. What would be the first episode? What content are you thinking of?
It's probably going to be a lot of sex talk, to be honest.
There you go. A smooth talking voice is very important then.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I don't know if I have that. I'm mostly like an annoying, like breathy laugher. I have a very breathy laugh. I don't know if sexy is my thing.
You just have to go with the persona. Just let it take itself on.
There you go. Yeah, exactly.
So I suggest you need to have, what's the name, Funk in there? Talk about the fucking the goats. That should be the first episode.
Yeah. Who's fucking goats?
What's the name? The joke about you fucking goat or.
Buzz. The Buzz. Last guy at the show. Yeah. they don't call me Joe the Builder, but you fuck one goat.
Exactly, yes. That should be your first episode. There you go. Fucking goat.
Oh my, what is the longest word that you think you could spell in Scrabble?
Wow.
Yeah, wow, man.
You asked me this question on a fifth shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Triple word score. Right, let's do right now. What's the biggest word you could spell in Scrabble?
Right now, I'm going to throw it back to homogenize.
You with the homogenize. I like the way you mix it. No diggity.
I'm gonna bring it back. No doubt. I'm gonna bring it back to homogenize.
Hector.
Worcestershire.
Oh,
that's a challenging one too.
Son.
I'm gonna try to spell it.
Yeah. What's your favorite word? What's your favorite long? I'm a big fan of like big words. Ooh. Yeah.
Favorite word.
Big words in my jam. Faux show. Yeah.
Hector, you go first. I got to think about this.
I'm thinking about this one right now.
Yeah. My favorite word while you're thinking is sesquipedalian.
Ooh, I don't think I know that one.
It means a big word.
I was going to say, I'm Mexican. I would not know that word.
Definition. It's a big word. Which is also ironic because you're not supposed to like name the thing in the definition, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so that's probably one of my favorite words. Yeah.
Big word.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a big word. Any word could be your favorite word. But oh my gosh. I wanna stand up. I want to.
I would not suggest that right now.
I want to stand up.
Yeah. Jenny, I gotta remind you, floor. Yeah.
We've gone past that one, right?
We're on five. We're on five.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say who's taking me home, but I'm already home, which is awkward.
Good, yeah. We'll get you over to your house.
I would say your neighbor, right?
Yeah. Maybe I can borrow his walker.
There you go.
That would be great. Yeah.
That would be ideal.
Ideal. Ooh, there's another good word. Ooh, ideal. Yeah, never have I ever let a dog lick peanut butter off of me.
I got to go with the hot sauce on this one.
I got to do the hot sauce. Yeah.
That was good. I was worried, Jenny. I'm not going to lie to you. That weird. I'm like, wow.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. No, that's just weird.
Jenny, I also got to say, as a connoisseur of the hot sauce industry, I think you've started something tonight. Drinking hot sauce from the bottle, it's a new vibe. All right.
Yes, I'd love to be trending. Love it. Oh my god, it's so hot in here. I'm not gonna lie, sweaty.
Oh, well, if I can self-promote for a minute, I would go for it. Bring the heat.
You bring the heat.
Oh, yes. Love that.
I love it. I love it.
I'll have to order one of those for sure.
You have those on your website, right?
I do. Very the best nice. Way for me to ship to the States is to message me directly because then I can beat all the shipping prices from my website.
Got it.
Very
we'll get nice. Together after the show then.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Go loud. Not like a big shout out to my homegirl, Soaps by Juliet, Kayla. Who put on a market this summer. She had her first market this past weekend, which did amazing. I'm so proud of her. So super big shout out to her. Doing amazing big things in her life. And couldn't be more happy for her. So that's exciting.
Awesome. I believe I have one of her soaps. Ooh. I got one from Widowmaker, the Black Widowmaker one.
Isn't it
that's
lovely?
The one I got too. Yeah, that's the one I got. It. Yes.
It's very scrubby, which I like.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very nice. I like, and the smell is like, I like the piney, the fresh kind of smells, really, very earthy.
So you
must have a birth. Did you have your birthday already?
I did.
You did. Happy birthday,
April 22nd.
Happy birthday.
I'm born on Earth Day, so that's my whole logo. Oh, it's a Taurus on the Earth.
Wow! Happy birthday, babe. Let's have a shot to celebrate your birthday.
Let's go,
this is why I started pre-pouring.
Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Wow, that does not.
On my birthday.
What's that?
You know what I did for the first time on my birthday, and
Tell me all about it.
I went to Hibachi, Japanese barbecue.
Oh, cool!
I've wanted to for years. It's the one where they put the show on for you.
Yep.
They do all the tricks. They make like the thumping heart. They do the onion volcano, all that fun stuff. And it was a blast. I highly recommend it.
I've never experienced that before. I don't think there is one down here where I live, but there's one in
Burlington. I think Burlington was the closest one to me.
Okay. I'll have to try that.
Yeah. They're fun. I've been to a couple of them. Just the show itself is amazing.
Do you have a lot of them?
Huh?
Do you have a lot of them where you are?
I know there's three just in this area that I can think of.
Oh, wow.
What's the big chain in the States? I know there's a really big one.
Benihana.
Benihana. That's the big one in the States. Yes.
Yes, that's the big one. Yes. Yeah.
It's a lot of fun, though.
So it's like a show. It's a whole show they do. Or it's just so how does it happen? Do you order your meal and then they cook it in front of you and that's what the show is? Or like, do they do a little pre-show and then they just bring out your meal? Like what? Sorry guys. I'm like dying here.
So they do the volcano, they do the egg roll and spin the egg and throw it up in the air and break it up. And basically he's doing a show. And then once you order, they bring it from the kitchen. But a lot of the stuff he's doing, like the fried rice stuff, you know, stuff he can do in front of you, he will do. And just,
oh wow,
I call this almost like a blackjack table. He's interacting with everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, like a DJ with a bunch of people in front of him, you know. Yeah,
you have a bunch of friends. It's a good vibe, fun atmosphere. It's a really good time, Jenny. Yeah. I highly recommend you try it. It's a lot of fun.
Definitely will. I have to try it for sure. Amazing. Will they have like noodle dishes and stuff, like more vegan stuff that I could do and don't have to do?
I'm pretty sure we can figure out something. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm pretty sure that we'll figure it out. If not, we'll get you the tequila that you would think it's vegan.
You'll try to covertly feed me meat.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
My only slip up last year, I guess it's last year now, was my duck donut.
Duck donut. Tell us more about my that. Duck donut. What is that?
So usually with like waffles and donut mixes, they're usually just like a flour, water, baking soda mixture. Like it's a pre-mixed thing, right? A lot of the commercial ones are like that. So I wasn't really like too worried about it when I went to, what was the fair that I went to? I was there with Niagara Face Painting. It was what was the fair that they go to? That farm in the summer. See, I'm doing the name thing again. I'm drawing the blank. Anyways,
Warner's Pumpkin Patch.
What was it?
Warner's Pumpkin Patch. No,
not Warner's. It was another one. It was like another pumpkin patch kind of thing, but it was like anyways. I went there and Derek was like, oh, you got to try the donuts. They're amazing. So I'm like, okay, great. I'll have a donut.
Shout out to Derek. That's hilarious.
He's like, you can't leave here without trying a donut. I'm like, well, I'm only here once. Life is for living. Let's have a donut. I go and I get my donut and then I post it on social media. And then all the Widowmaker boys are like, is that the one cooked in duck fat? Immediately, I was like, What? I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
Poor Donald.
Oh, poor Donald.
Oh. Poor Donald.
Yeah.
Jenny, bring it back. If you had the opportunity to try scorpion one time, would you break the vegan ideals for it?
Yeah, I think so. I think if I was like in a different country and it was like an experience that I wouldn't ever have again. I'm also like I said, life is for living and I'm all about the experience of life. Hence the trying tequila, hence the being not tipsy on air at all.
at all.
I have an image to uphold. I don't know what that image is, but I would try, like, if it was like, if I was in another country and it was an experience and I know I wouldn't ever have that experience again, then yeah, I think I probably for sure would try that.
So if Jacob and I show up in your place with a scorpion, technically I'm in another country, right?
That's a plan.
I'm in another country, right? So
that's true. That's a loophole.
Yeah, right?
Would we film it?
Oh, absolutely. We would. Yeah, we have to.
We would film it.
It doesn't happen.
Okay, so you would show up here with a scorpion, and yeah. I would eat the scorpion, and we would film it, and it would be part of a show.
All three of us would eat it, right? We'd take one for the team, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I mean, hey, I'm hammered right now, so.
I'm still glad this being recorded, so we can say.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's do it.
So Jenny, for the people at home, can you tell them a little bit about your first tequila experience? How is it going so far?
Oh my God. It's fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a fun liquor.
Yeah. I mean, I'm enjoying myself. The hot sauce is burned off probably like 7 layers of skin.
Yeah.
There's no need to get lip injections when you have this much hot sauce. Your lips are just
exactly.
And
fire looks great all the time.
That's usually my tell too. I don't know if you watch the show enough and that, well, maybe not on the show, but in life, that's usually my tell. when I'm like intrigued or excited or when I'm talking to a hot guy, my my lips swell. These ones.
All right.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly.
that's my tell. So I usually leave the conversation like that. Yeah, but anyways, another shot, anyone? Boys,
another shot.
Yeah,
we're good.
Another shot.
All right, let's go. Just a little disclaimer, halfway through the show probably would have been a good idea at the beginning. I'm not responsible for anything I say or do in this episode. If anyone is offended in particular, I apologize. I meant to offend you all.
let's rephrase that. If you're not offended, we apologize because we should have offended you by this point. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Hashtag TM.
This seems like a good time to talk about mezcal now.
Oh,
let's do it.
Hector, I want to jump into that. That is my favorite variant of tequila because the piñas and the agave plant are roasted in the ground. And that gives a smoky profile to it, which I am just in love with. I think mezcals are phenomenal. Do you have a lot of insight into good mezcals, how I might find them in Canada? Because they're so damn hard to find here. We only import so many.
I couldn't help you in Canada, but we can figure out how to ship you one. There's gotta be a way to ship something. Yeah, there's always a loophole or something.
Love it.
Yeah. So let me get. Good. I'll work on that. I'll find you. I got a buddy of mine that lives in Guadalajara, and he does what's called
Guadalajara.
Guadalajara.
Tequila. Perfect pronunciation.
Yeah. Right now, tequila's taking over. But I did the Tequila Express with him one day, where it's basically just a train where you drink tequila and mariachis. That's it. I'm going to say, hey, brother, you got to let me know what's the best mezcal and how are we going to get to Canada. Let's do this.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear.
And okay, so explain that to me. It's a plant?
Basically, yes.
Coming from the agave plant.
Yes. It's a giant.
I know agave. Yeah. I know agave because in holistic medicine, we use that as a sweetener. Mm-hmm. Although we use other things, but agave is one of them.
Agave kind of looks like, if I'm not mistaken, like this giant succulent, and then the center of it, it's like the heart. It almost looks like a pineapple. Yes. And they call it
that's what I'm saying. Giant pineapple,
which I think is Spanish for the heart.
Right.
And they harvest that, they take all of them, and it takes a really long time for the penis to grow. Like, I don't know how many
for the
years.
What to grow?
Pina. You heard right.
That is not what I heard.
I want to say it's Spanish.
It's tequila talking.
Yeah. I think I want to say it's something crazy, like 10 to 13 years that it takes for the heart
something
to
like that. Yeah. Plant. Yeah.
And then they harvest that, they take all those, and to make mezcal, they fire roast them in an underground oven, and that gives a smoky profile to it. And then from there, they do their mashing, their lautering, they distill it, and then you get your mezcal from that. And throughout Mexico, I think it's really easy to find them, like they're everywhere, but they don't export a lot of it. There's only so much that's actually exported. Tequila is the main product. Mezcal is kind of slept on, like it's not as known. Mm. But it's got so much character and depth to it. It's such a phenomenal drink, and it's underappreciated here in Canada. I don't know about the U.S. as much, but Canada's sleeping.
Yeah,
mezcal's a really good product.
U.S. too. I mean, it's barely starting to show up a little more, but still kind of like, not really. Everybody's still with the, the Julios and stuff like that, the tequila part.
So you guys should get together and you should do a collab and make up a hot sauce.
Absolutely.
Mezcal hot sauce.
Definitely.
Let's do this. Oh, absolutely.
And Hector, by all means, if you find a way to get me mezcal, I'm going to ship you hot sauce back in response.
Oh,
I got you. No, absolutely.
Yeah, fair trade. Fair trade. Yes,
I love it. What would you call it? What would the company be called if you did a collab? Let's think of a creative, creative derby name.
I'm gonna go for the shock laugh for Jenny right now. Fiery penis.
Oh. Hot penis coming to you live.
Okay, branding's out there. Marketing take off. The company's out.
Exactly.
Love it. Love it.
We'll work on that. You work on marketing, Jenny. That's your department.
I love it. I'll do the logo.
There you go. And Hector, going back, you got to hit us with the truth or dab now.
I was going to use the skinny dipping, but you won. She took it away from me. How about, Tiff, have you ever ridden a horse?
I've ridden a horse, yeah.
I have too, surprisingly. My older sister's birthday party when I was younger.
The animal?
The animal.
Yes. Yeah.
The animal.
Ridden
yes.
a horse.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
So none of us drink.
So oh, man. Drink. All right, you got to come on a harder one then.
That's what she said.
That's what she said.
Oh, I got an easy one for me. I can make you both drunk.
Oh, okay.
Never have I ever eaten a scorpion.
No, never have I ever.
Not yet.
Not yet. It will happen.
Not yet. It will happen. It will happen.
Never have I ever wrapped someone's entire car in wrapping paper.
I definitely haven't done that. Is there a story here?
I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, but I would say as a youngster, I was a little rambunctious, a little fiery, if you will. A particular parent pissed me off.
Oh, wow. All right.
A particular parent who was away on vacation.
The perfect opportunity for the perfect crime.
A caper of sorts. Yeah. They came home to a perfectly well-wrapped, really well-wrapped vehicle.
Was there a bow on top?
There was no bow, but it did take quite a bit of time to unravel all the each individual. You could tell. I'm not saying that I did it. I'm just saying if someone had done it, you could tell that technique and time were put into that.
Now, Jenny, I heard that you have a legal background. From the way that you phrase that, I could tell. I'm not saying I did it, but whichever individual did do it.
All right. So here's my question. Does Saran wrap count as wrapping?
It does. Have you?
Okay.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Have you Saran wrapped a vehicle?
Oh, absolutely.
You Saran wrapped a car or a truck?
Both. So my last day at this restaurant, the kid, you know, because we always play jokes on the last guy that would leave.
Yeah.
So they got on top of the roof and got flour, eggs, and all that, and drenched me in it. Right? I mean, from the top of the roof, they got me. It was hilarious. It was awesome. Driving home, I smell like, yeah. So the next day I came in there and I kind of Saran wrapped the sous chefs, both of them. So yeah, it was... It was in the middle of the night, like, yeah. So I was like, we stayed there. I was like, well, kind of sorta, yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Classic.
So I guess what I have to say is salute.
So
salute. All right. Okay. All
right. Have you not played a practical joke on anyone, Jacob? You look like you could do it.
I definitely have, but you know which one I've always wanted to play on vehicles? I want to find a vehicle with an open sunroof and pour like the popcorn kernels in. On a really hot day, so it all like pops, and by the time they come back to it at the end of a work day, it's full of popcorn. I always thought that would be hilarious, especially if you put like tinfoil across the sunroof so it's like cooking in there.
Ooh.
I thought that would be like the ultimate vehicle prank, and I've always wanted to do that. I just haven't had the opportunity in life yet.
You should do that this year. Life is for living. That's my motto.
Jenny told me May is full of blessings, so I'll get the opportunity.
Very true. Very true. You should definitely do it. I think practical jokes are the best, especially played on loved ones, friends or loved ones. Practical jokes are the best. They're good when you're like, you're not so fond of someone, but they're the best when they're played on like friends, buddies, people you love.
Then you get the full reaction too.
You get a full reaction, and then you always have to anticipate the get back, right?
Of course, that's the best part about it. The get back,
Oh yeah, and I do. You guys love being? I love being scared. Do you love being scared?
Thank you for saying that. I love the everyday scare, like startling someone who doesn't expect it. It makes my day every time when you can sneak up on someone and whatever means you do it and scare the shit out of them. It makes my day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it. It's my favorite thing. And I equally love it done to me because I don't know what it is. It's just like, it's like, because when it happens, you sense that something's there, but for some reason, like, I don't know if this is, you do this, but for me, for some reason, I don't look. I feel like there's something there, but I hesitate to look, and then I get scared, and I love it.
There's a certain adrenaline rush that comes with that. Yes. It's like, the fight or flight, and it's like, it's hilarious after the fact. But
yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Do you guys like roller coasters?
I do. When I was younger, I didn't, but I got over that, and I love the rush of it after that.
Yeah.
Hector? I hate the going down. I love to see.
I know that's the worst part. Your heart leaps out of your chest, but it's like an experience.
And I gotta get over it because my baby girl wants to go to roller coasters, and I'm like, sure, baby, okay, yeah, of course, So I have to get over.
I could do the roller coasters. The one that's still I gotta work on is the drop zones. Those scare the shit out of me. Those scare the shit out of me.
Really,
it's wild. I got to conquer that maybe in 2022, but those are the worst.
So drop zone, like the drop zone ride?
Yeah, like
let's do it.
Roller coaster, because I know it keeps going, but like the drop zone, it's just this.
It's kind of like bounces.
They have one at Canada's Wonderland. Do you want to do it?
They do. You know, I'm down, because you know what, too? I hadn't done a drop zone since I was younger. I've bungee jumped since then. So I feel like that's worse.
I've done that.
So maybe I'm over it. I don't know. I haven't tried it in years.
Let's try it.
Let's do it. Canada's Wonderland this summer. Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right.
We'll film it.
And you know what? Back to scaring people. I love the Halloween haunt. That is I love going to Halloween haunt at Canada's Wonderland with people that can't handle it. That is my favorite thing, because they get so scared and we go through the mazes. I love it.
I think I should eat something. Hold on. Let me pause the show. Let me grab some.
All right. Going out of here.
We'll be back.
I'm feeling a little off. Let me eat something. Hold on 1 second. Okay. We're back. I have some fries. You have chips.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. You recently got into Caesars?
I did.
I love a good Caesar.
I was at the Toronto Food and Drink Festival over my birthday weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to butcher the name on the company that converted me. I want to say it's Matt and Anthony Caesars. Mm. I know Matt's the first name. I forget the second name.
How do you butcher Matt?
Matt's easy to remember. I forget the second name. But they're out there. If you Google it, it'll auto-correct me. And they converted me. Mm. For the longest time, I'd only had Mott's Clamatos, and I wasn't really into it.
Mm-hmm.
But this company, they have like this perfect rimmer. They have... That's what she said. And the drink is so damn good, and they have a hot and spicy version. Mm. I had, and I was like, wow, all these years I've hated Caesars, and this is phenomenal. So now my next big thing, I want to go to one of those crazy restaurants that has like the Caesars with the full meal coming out of it, like the chicken and all that other stuff.
Yeah,
like, I want I've one of those full ones. Meal Caesars. Yeah, that's the next big thing I want to do.
Those are like crazy.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They're probably like $60 a drink, but it's like it's insane. They put like everything on them.
Yeah, I'm down. I want to do it. Do you guys, actually, Jenny, I would ask you, Hector, but I'm not going to the States anytime soon. Jenny, do you know any really good spots in the area I could go for one of those?
Yes, I do. Not, they might not have all the, like, the full meal kind of thing, but if you want the best nachos and the best signature Caesar in Toronto, go to, I'm going to give them a plug, so they better give me some nachos. It's called Hair of the Dog.
And Hair of the Dog.
Downtown Toronto, off of College Street on, I want to say Harold, but that's not the right street. Off of, I forget the name of the street. It's a side street. It's in a white house. It's called Hair of the Dog. Google it. Are you Googling it? Google it.
I wrote all that down.
Yeah.
Google it after the episode. Hair of the dog.
They make homemade nacho chips in house.
Ooh, nice.
Mm. Cool. They are so good, so good. Hector, what are you eating? Do you have anything?
I ate a burger. I had a burger before.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I'm full.
So you were smart. You ate food before.
Oh, absolutely. I just like, yeah, that much tequila. Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hector knows.
Do you have a favorite place that you love to go? I know that you're a chef and you probably love to cook at home and stuff like that more than you like to go out and eat, but do you have a favorite place down there that you like to, like, if you want to go for a nice meal, like, where's your go-to place?
Oh, so it's actually a pizza joint downtown.
Applebee's? In, oh, no.
No, 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 no. I don't get fancy like that. yeah, I got a funny story about them later, but... There's this place called Love Bus Pizza downtown in the Montrose area, Houston.
Mm.
They had, I know you don't hate this, but they had this amazing hamburger pizza.
Mm.
Like, tastes like a cheeseburger. You know, it has pickles and mustard and all that.
Ooh, pickles.
Oh, I know you're not going to. Yeah.
I love a good pickle.
Yeah.
That's what she said. Yeah.
Now, if I want barbecue, Cooper's in Katy, Texas, which is about an hour from here, it's really good. So, yeah, this is where I used to do.
That opens a whole other conversation I wanted to ask.
Oh, absolutely. Texas
barbecue. Yes. Okay. I've heard so much about it. What is
the best
hype? What is like, tell me about it. Like, I want to hear all about it because I've never experienced it, but I hear Texas barbecue this, Texas barbecue that.
Tell us about it. Of course, you know, ours is the best, right? I mean, Texas is the best. Brisket, smoked from anywhere from 6 to 12 hours, depends on who the pit master is. Where
point are you? Pit master. Terminology. Pit master.
Yeah, big terminology. Yeah. you know, where it just falls off the bone, it has a bone, or if you just grab it and just. There's a video on TikTok I saw the other day where the guy was going to use a knife to chop it up, and then he just picked it up from his hand and it just fell off the bone. Like, that's great meat right there.
That's awesome.
I, you know, there are places that use a vinegar style sauce, very similar to, you know, vinegar, that's really good. But, and you can go to Cooper's, where Cooper's just the flavor comes out. I mean, just, you don't need anything, just, you know, some slap on some bread and it's good, or just by itself.
You're eating the bone marrow, like out of the Texas barbecue?
I would offer most of them, but I love bone marrow. I mean, I could just,
I had that when I was a kid.
So flavorful.
I had that when I was a kid, and I was in, where was I? I was in England.
Oh, nice. Yeah, whenever I hear, I will take you to just about, about 10 great barbecue places. Of course, Franklin is the most famous in Austin. It's, you know, you read his book, and I love the way he puts it. He gives you the recipe, and you're like, well, why are you giving me a recipe? And he'll tell you, because you're not going to outwork me. You know, he has stolen it, you know. It's an experience. That and Shiner beer, you can't go wrong.
Mm. What was that last one?
Shiner beer. It's a Texas beer. It's a dark beer, so it goes perfect with barbecue. Yeah.
That's awesome. How's the craft scene down in Texas? Do you guys have a lot of craft brewers?
There's a lot. It's started picking up a lot recently, especially in Austin, of course. Austin has all the... matter of fact, there's one that 2 blocks from here called Southern Star. See, I'm giving them plugs and I don't even know.
sponsor a beautiful mess. At,
And they're going to start sponsoring your show too. They have amazing beers there. Southern Star and St. Arnold's, the one that did the golf course yesterday. Their Christmas beer is amazing. I mean, there's just little spots of just
Christmas
going there.
Beer.
Yeah, got a Christmas ale and October ale too.
Wow.
I'm gonna guess lots of cinnamon, nutmeg, that kind of spice blend.
As long as they don't call it, pumpkin spice, we're good.
exactly.
Because you ruined it.
If we were to make a beer for the show for Wake Up with Jenny and Friends, what A would you call it, and B what flavor profile would it have?
Well, from Wake Up, I almost want to say coffee related. It's like a stout or a porter.
Yeah.
Would be right on point.
Yeah.
And then for the name, I'm going to hand that over to Hector. What do you want to call it?
What do I want to call it? Well, Jenny Stout.
Jenny Stout.
Yeah. Jenny Stout. Okay. Are we onto something here?
Yeah, maybe. I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll have to do this.
Let's brand the fuck out of the show.
Let's do it. Guys, I'm going to have to leave you for a second because I need to hook up to a charge really quick.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute. I'll be right back.
If you need to poop, just say you have to poop.
No, I do need to charge.
Is that what they call pooping in Texas? Charging?
Oh, no. With Jenny, it's actually, we're pooping. Yeah. With Jenny, you can't say this stuff like that. Yeah. All right, I need to go figure out how I'm going to charge your thing.
Okay. So what else you got going on?
I was going to say, let's update the viewers on your tequila experience.
Oh, my gosh.
How are you feeling right now?
So I'll tell you, the stomach is not happy. My stomach is burning. I don't know. The pancreas is mad at me right now. I think my intestines are actually disintegrating.
In a good way.
Maybe in a good way. But yeah, I think that's probably all the hot sauce I'm gonna have.
Fair.
And I'm probably just going to stick with the water. Yeah, I'm starting to feel it. Yeah.
What do we get to? Six tequila shots?
I counted six last time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's good for your first time, Johnny. Like, that's a good amount. Yeah. Normally, a lot of people start at like stop at three or four. So six for your first time, you're doubling up. That's a good amount.
Nice.
Yeah, you haven't hit the floor yet, so it was really good.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to take one for the team sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to ask you, because I missed the reference, tell us the story about the calendar in the background.
And about why that had to go off. No, it's okay. It's just you can see it.
There's a story.
love my boys. Love my boys. You know, I'm a big supporter of everyone doing their own thing, and you know, that's my jam. Just lifting people up, supporting people, doing what they do, happy for everybody. That's my thing.
Is that at least a month of May in the background? Can you tell us this?
It is a month of May. Yeah.
Okay.
It is the month of May.
We have an answer.
Yeah.
We have an answer. Partial answer.
Yeah.
Just more questions popping up now, you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's some
after
nice
every answer.
There's some nice bikes on there. So you can deduce what you will from that.
So how does this week look like for you guys? What are you guys up to this week?
I am hooked on this Johnny Depp trial, I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
It is the best piece of television I've seen in a long time.
It brings a whole new reason to shit the bed.
Oh my gosh. I mean, let me just say this. I do not ever want to discount anyone's story of trauma or abuse, nor do I ever want to disbelieve someone for sharing their experience. It's hard to watch her.
It's very hard.
Yeah. It's very challenging to my mind and my irregular cavities to listen to her and to watch her and to wholeheartedly believe her. And listen, I'm sure it was a very toxic relationship for both of them. I don't think any of them were in the right. I'm sure he, you know, did and said things that were not great as well. But is your stomach burning? Because mine burns like a lot. Like this is my industry.
It's normal.
Like, is it normal to want to throw up right now or no? Is it?
Water is your friend.
Water is my friend. Okay.
Water. Yeah. Okay. Water is your friend.
My God. Water.
And gravy.
Mm-hmm. And gravy? Did you say gravy?
And gravy. Oh, gravy's your friend too, always.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
But
you know what else I'm gonna say? Respect to you for your first time having tequila. Not doing the salt and the lime with it. You just did it straight up the whole time. Yeah. I really love the taste of tequila, so I never have it with salt and lime, but this is your first time and you just did it straight up. You're drinking from the Mickey. Like, hats off to you, literally. Take your hat off.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm very impressed.
Well, thank you.
I expected this show that we're gonna have a shot like at the end. It was like, oh, from the beginning. Okay, let's do this. All right.
Yeah, and when I watched you guys' episode, you said, yeah, maybe we're going to sniff it at the end, and that's why I want to up the ante right at the beginning and set the bar with the blueberry flag on the tequila shot.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I'm afraid if I stand up, I might shit myself, but this is a great experience.
Well, we're happy walk to be a part of your slow. First time.
Yes, walk very slow. Hold on to things. The floor is coming.
Oh, my gosh. Well, guys, I don't know. I this has been a great show. This has been fun.
That's amazing. Yes.
Yeah,
I've had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yes. I've had a great time. Why don't you promote the fuck out of yourselves? Just tell everybody where they can find you. We'll start with Jacob, and then we'll move to Hector, and just, you know.
Okay, so myself right now, you can find me at Forest and Harbor in a physical brick and mortar. I just got into Carson's Gastro Pub as well. Two food trucks, two physical locations. We're going to have a hot sauce challenge scaling from mild to wild all the way up to Carolina Reaper, the hottest pepper in the world. Another thing I want to say on this show is soon I'm going to have a book coming out about all my hot sauces.
Wow.
Each chapter is going to be, each chapter is going to be about each hot sauce going up. And this is just volume one. There's going to be more to come. There's going to be Kindle versions, print on demand. I've got an author friend who's working on all the chapters based on the plot lines that I sent to him for each hot sauce. It's going to be really cool. I'm excited for it. End of the summer, I might have an opportunity to have a booth at Canal Days, which is a huge event in Port Colborne every year.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to that. And you can always find me e-commerce online. If you're in the States, message me direct to ship and I'll find a way to get it to you because I can beat the shipping fees for my website. And that's me right now.
All right.
How about you, Hector?
Love it.
You can find me a Beautiful Mess Chef right now. And we're building that beautiful. So you got some beautiful food there. Mm-hmm. All summer, we're going to be doing some weddings and some events. And we'll be definitely posting a lot more. And thanks to Jenny, I'm going to start doing some food cooking videos. Because originally I said, well, everybody does them. And I remember something you said. Just because somebody does it, you can still do it. Or that's something right. to that effect.
So it doesn't matter who does it first. It matters who does it best. And that's going to be a beautiful mess straight out of Texas.
Absolutely. And we're going to use your sauces. We're going to definitely try to use your sauces. Yeah.
I love
it. A big thing too, Hector, reels, food porn. People go crazy for that. Like, that's huge.
Yeah, especially on TikTok. Especially on TikTok.
Are we definitely going to do it?
I love it. I love it. Well, guys, thanks so much for joining me today and for popping my cherry with tequila, I guess.
It's been an honor to be in this episode for sure.
It's been a lot of fun. And Jenny, we know you're in a rush to get over to your neighbor's house. And it's been definitely.
Tell him he owes us a beer. You know what I'm saying?
He owes you guys a beer. Oh, this has been awesome. We will post this soon. And thanks so much, guys, for being on the show. I've loved every second of it. And we'll definitely do it again.
Thank you so much, Jenny.
It's been a pleasure.
Have a good night. Bye.